Originally, people at the annual four-day Las Vegas Country Music Festival mistook the sound for fireworks.
I was like, why are they doing the fireworks? And it popped a couple of times, and people kind of looked over, and you could see smoke or something. It was toward Mandalay Bayside. And then we saw Jason run off stage, and then people all over on the floor, the grassy area in front of the stage, were just like some were falling and some were screaming and yelling and running.
Jason was Jason Aldean, the country music star performing at the time when the gunfire began to rain down on the crowd watching him. He, like everybody else, dashed in search of the closest cover he could find. A crying witness told CBS Television in the United States the wounded were spilling out onto the nearby streets.
We went out, there's people laying on Las Vegas Boulevard, and they were shot, there's blood everywhere. It was horrifying, you know, you hear it on TV, but you don't think it's going to happen to you.
The gunman has been identified as 64-year-old Stephen Paddock, who lived with an Australian woman in an affluent desert retirement village about 130 kilometres from the city. Paddock killed himself before police entered his 32nd floor room at the Mandalay Bay Hotel and Casino that looked down on the festival. His girlfriend, Mary Lou Danley, a former resident of Queensland's Gold Coast, was overseas at the time and has been cleared of any involvement in the shooting. Las Vegas Sheriff Joe Lombardo says investigators are yet to find evidence of a motive, and he avoided specifics about the gunman.
We believe it's a sole actor, a lone wolf type actor. We believe it's a local individual. He resides here locally. I'm not at liberty to give you his place of residence yet because it's an ongoing investigation. We don't know what his belief system was at this time.
The gunman's brother, Eric Paddock, was also at a loss to explain anything.
There's absolutely no... It's like an asteroid fell out of the sky. If an asteroid fell right here, you would feel the exact same way as I feel right now. There's exactly no logic, no reach even for me, where my brother would have done this.
Interviewed outside his Orlando home across the country in the state of Florida, he said his brother was not a gun enthusiast.
We talked when we had something to talk about. And he texted me a picture of, you know, that he won $40,000 on a slot machine. He played high-stakes video poker to be able to stay at home in the casino.
But Sheriff Lombardo says 16 firearms were found in the gunman's hotel room, some with scopes and some apparently converted to fully automatic weapons. And police say they found at least 18 additional firearms, some explosives and thousands of rounds of ammunition at Paddock's home. The shooting is already the worst in US history, and police say the death toll could rise further. The previous worst came just last year, the Orlando nightclub shooting that killed 49 people and wounded almost 60 others. A somber US President Donald Trump has condemned the latest shooting and promised to support the victims.
It was an act of pure evil. In memory of the fallen, I have directed that our great flag be flown at half-staff. In moments of tragedy and horror, America comes together as one.
Mr. Trump would not comment on IS claiming credit for the attack, nor would he engage in any talk of gun reform. Police have denied the IS link, though. The state of Nevada, where the shooting happened, has some of the most permissive gun laws in the United States. It does not require firearm owners to obtain licenses or register their guns. Former presidential candidate Hillary Clinton has used Twitter to urge people to stand up now to the powerful National Rifle Association gun lobby. The former Democratic nominee wrote, "Grief isn't enough," calling for people to put politics aside and work together to try to stop such tragedies from happening again.